If you don't ask, I won't tell, and you'll think that I'm just swell as the gay ones go rolling along. If I don't tell, will you check? Will you make my life a wreck as the gay ones go rolling along? For when we fight, to kill we'll be alright, but our loving must not get out of hand. So it's just buck up, and if you're queer, you're out of luck as the war machine goes rolling along. Sam Nunn, he's the one, the moral world weighs a ton. He's got the moral world in his hands, he's got the moral world. In his hands, he's got the moral world. In his hands. Civil rights go rolling away. After all, he is white, he's conservative and right. Civil rights go rolling away. He knows that only straight boys can play with military toys, and men who are with men must not be men. If loving women is the rule, then all lesbians are cool. Civil rights go rolling away. I will kiss my true miss, that will put me on a list, and the brass can kiss my... I won't hide who I am, I'm a gay American, and the brass can kiss my... Oh, it might be kind of scary if the sergeant is a fairy. He's always been so big and buff and strong. But he's still the same guy, the apple of his mother's eye, as our gay sons go rolling along.
Keep them rolling.
As our gay sons go rolling along. Be all that you can be.
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to a special edition of Queer Music Heritage. I'm calling it Gays in the Military and Musical History. And I'm going to take you from the 1930s through Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell was the name of that opening song. It was by a group called Motherlode from their 1999 album, Live and Laughing. This show will be kind of a chronological journey through the music I've gathered, and the musical styles will vary, as will the slant on the subject. By far, most of the songs are political, with most dating after 1993, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell began. But I also found some much older songs about gays in the military, and some are comical, and one's a love song. I'm taking a little liberty with the song you're hearing in the background, as it's only accidentally gay. It's from 1933 by Jack Hilton and his orchestra, with George Baker singing lead. This is an example of cross vocals, and that's when a song was recorded without regard to whether the lyrics were male to male, as the gay angle we know now just wasn't in the consciousness then. Yes, there's Something About a Soldier.
There's something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a great big general, maybe a sergeant major, maybe a little private of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing, something in what he's wearing, something about his buttons all a shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest seems to suit the lady's best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine.
While this is not a new show, I do want to honor the first military man to fight the ban on gays, Sergeant Leonard Matlevich. I encourage you to look up the history of he and his fight, but here's a short clip from TV from when the story broke in 1975.
Since their inception, our military forces have had an absolute ban on homosexuals. Now a decorated Air Force sergeant who has had three tours in Vietnam is going to court to challenge that ban. On March 6, Sergeant Leonard Matlevich disclosed to a supervising officer at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia that he was a homosexual and wanted to stay in the Air Force. Last week, the Air Force moved to discharge him, and Matlevich, with a team of lawyers, plans this as a classic test case, if necessary, all the way to the Supreme Court. Today, Jed Duvall asked the 31-year-old sergeant about his decision to disclose his homosexuality.
You should just tear me apart on the inside when I, in conversations here, people say that, you know, we're discharging this queer, that queer, throw them out of the Air Force. On the inside, I just burn up with, you know, just... am I a coward here and I'm just going to stand here and keep him quiet? And my conscience just wouldn't let me do it anymore. I had to come forward and say, no more America.
I'm very honored to say that I knew Leonard Matlevich, and as he was in the Air Force, I'm pleased this next song seems to fit. As done by the K. Kaiser Orchestra in 1942, with Harry Babbitt on lead vocals, here's He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings.
Although some people say he's just a crazy guy, to me he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, I wouldn't have him change it for a king's. An ordinary fellow in the uniform I love, he wears a pair of silver wings. Why, I'm so full of pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, he with those wings on his tunic, and me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings. I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings.
The earliest song I have about being gay in the military that was actually by a gay artist was done in 1936. As that recording was on a scratchy 78 RPM record, instead I'm playing a version the artist re-recorded in the early 1950s. He was one of the most famous, and as far as recordings go, he was definitely the most prolific female impersonator of our history. His name was Ray Bourbon, and he really wasn't a singer. He did comedy records in kind of a recitation style, backed by a piano. This song was originally titled, I Think I'll Join the Navy, and the later version was just called Sailor Boy. Here's Ray Bourbon.
Now, in spite of what you folks may think, I'm really quite a man. I fight, I smoke, I swear, and I drink, and I stand up in the can. Sometimes. I've been known to smoke cigars, sometimes I smoke a pipe, but if you want an outdoor man, looky, I'm just the type. So I think I'll join the Navy and be a sailor boy. They could use me in the Navy, I'd be their pride and joy. I know the pay is not so much, but I'd go just for the ride. And if I needed money, well, I could make it on the side. And wherever I was seen, I would be the Navy's queen. So I think I'll use an old hacked up queen like me. Sailing, sailing, over the mountain. I'll never forget a few months ago, I was down at Long Beach. They had Navy Day down at Long Beach. I was invited down and went. I know, soon arrived, somebody says, come below deck, want to show you the golden rivet. I didn't know the welding and things, so I went downstairs. I know, soon arrived, the bottle steps over and says, oh, look out the porthole, and I, like a fool, did. Before I could pull loose, I'd made $14. What a day that was. They said they were having fleet maneuvers. I said, maneuvers? Hell, that's target practice. So I think I'll join the Navy. They could use me in the fleet. I'd love to wear a sailor suit that they show things off sweet. I'd make a darn good captain's boy and maybe a boatswain's mate. But if I met an admiral, oh, up to fate. So I think I'll join the Navy. They could use me in the fleet.
Ray Bourbon will lead us nicely to Nan Blackstone, a straight singer and comic known for her naughty lyrics. From 1949 is her classic song, He Should Have Been a Whack.
Now, we all know the draft caught some fellows who would have felt more at home in the wax. The sort of a boy who would marry a girl because he could wear her size slacks. Now, here is the story of a boy like that, who's out of the army and yet will never forget his army days, and whom the army will never forget. When Sparkle faced his draft board, they looked at him and said, "There's a number we'll just have to have. He'll make the army co-ed." So Sparkle gave up his job, and they sent him to camp at Dick's, where he soon became a soldier and taught the army new tricks. But there was sadness at the launderette the day that Sparkle went. All the boys chipped in and bought a little throw rug for his tent. They drank a toast to Sparkle, and they wished him cheer and luck. They knew no matter where he went, he'd make those sergeants buck. And Sparkle told them to be brave till he came back for more, to carry on and act real gay, just as they had before. To make a man of Sparkle was the government's intent, but it's quite strange they missed, for little Sparkle changed the entire regiment. Now, he started with the privates, just to prove he was one of the mob, and he went right down the chain of command to show he was no snob. They all began to like Sparkle. I mean, they acted like him, sort of debonair, and the camp began to look like Vassar, even though Daisy wasn't there. A certain Colonel Gruff and Grim, who's always been stern and staid, deserted his bride and began to ride side saddle on parade. And a little private from Brooklyn, who was simply allergic to chintz, got himself transferred to Texas, and he's never been heard of since. One day a captain became livid and blamed it on politics when the PX ran out of Chanel number 5 and tried to sell him number 6. A major got so jealous when a lieutenant made a crack that he tried to pull rank on the Louis, but the Louis just pulled it right back. Though today, to Sparkle, the army is a memory growing dim. There are many Camp Dick's darlings who owe their success to him. Yes, the army got that new look when Sparkle came to camp. It was swish, swish, swish instead of tramp, tramp, tramp.
Yes, swish, swish, swish instead of tramp, tramp, tramp. I'll be jumping next to the 1960s, specifically to 1968, where a female impersonator named Minette released a whole album of political songs. That she couldn't sing didn't seem to faze her, so I'll just give you a little of her Vietnam War song, LBJ, Don't Take My Man Away.
LBJ, I hear you escalating, LBJ. Instead of arbitrating, LBJ, that is so aggravating to this heart of mine. LBJ, I've got a loving honey, he's okay. He brings me all his money, take a word. My love, and it's not funny, oh, my heart will find. Satisfaction to go off to war. Don't take my steady action. They're fighting on a foreign shore. Don't you know that he's the main attraction in my life each day? Don't come on me, I'm begging you please, LBJ, don't take my man away.
Just one weakness.
The Army was proud of Master Sergeant Albert Callan. He had won the Distinguished Service Cross. He was put in charge of a company of men. He was a good soldier. In battle, the sergeant had killed without feeling. Now, alone with the young soldier, he felt warmth and tenderness, and he was afraid. The sergeant is Academy Award winner Rod Steiger in his most explosive role. The Sergeant, from Warner Brothers 7 Arts in Technicolor. Rated R, restricted. Persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian.
Just one weakness. Just one.
Yes, the subject of gays in the military was coming into public awareness, as evidenced by that ad for the 1968 movie The Sergeant. But it was another 10 years before this next song was heard everywhere. And while there was nothing at all lyrically gay about it, hey, it was the Village People.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
We want you as a new recruit. More on Point was the last song I have for you that predates Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it's the earliest song I know of that comments on gays in the military having to be in the closet. It directly says that they had to deny their sexual existence. It was from 1984 by a Dutch band named Eton Krop, and their song was called Gay Boys on the Battlefield.
I love the photograph on the cover of that 12-inch single. It depicts two soldiers holding each other, and it was actually taken from a 3rd-century sculpture in Venice. Now we're up to 1993, and in December of that year, the policy now known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell was passed in Congress, after over a year of debate and politics. I always bristle a little when the people blame President Clinton for the policy. He wanted to overturn the ban completely, but was forced by Congress into that compromise position. Here are three short songs released that first year covering the issue, mostly with humor, starting with Fred Small and Marine's Lament.
I just don't know the meaning of fear, but please, 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 don't make me shower with a fairy, not a fairy, fairies scare me, because a fairy might look at my wee wee. My wee wee. It's so teeny.
Don't ask, don't tell. It's an army taboo. We'll protect all our majors and our privates too. We are programmed right at birth like genetic machines. But recruiters won't ask what goes on in our genes. No ask, no tell. Clinton thinks it's really swell. It worked for his Vietnam draft record as well.
I was sitting in the foxhole, dodging all the shrapnel, waiting for my time to come. When along came a general with word from the Capitol, told me that I'd have to run. I asked, what's the problem? General said, son, I've heard you're a queer, so you better run along now. Didn't like you anyhow, get your butt out of here. Well, I've been doing a good job, my record compares to none. And it's okay if I kill a man, but I better not get caught loving one. And the moral of the story is to fight for love and glory, never mind it if you're straight or gay. I'm proud to be queer, that's the reason why I'm here, fighting for freedom in the USA.
After Fred Small were the Capitol Steps, a group that's been satirizing the culture and politics for over 25 years. Their take on Don't Ask, Don't Tell was from their CD, All I Want for Christmas is a Tax Increase. And folk artist Martin Swinger in 1994 gave us his own tune called Military Ditty. In 1997, comic singer John Forster released a song that quite well covered all the bases. From his album Helium was the song In the Closet.
I'm Private Billy Parker. I love my Uncle Sam. By the way, I'm also gay and proud of who I am. I mentioned all of this to the recruiter in my town. And being gay himself, he told me what was going down. It's okay to be gay in the army of today. Just don't say me that you're gay or do anything that's fey. If they ask, what's with you? Which they can't, but if they do, zip your lip, don't say boo. And you're safe, they can't pursue. Though your silence per se now alerts them that you're gay, for the least PDA, they can strip your stripes away. They can bust you before you can say equality, just for being what it's now okay to be. So, you'll have to serve your country in the closet. You'll have to serve your country in the closet. If you have the effrontery to wanna serve your country, you're gonna have to serve it in the closet. Senator Nunn was under the gun, so he launched a special probe, which found that gays upset your average normal homophobe. It can't be done, said Senator Nunn. Why not, said Bill and Al. You put the fruits in combat boots and there goes your morale. What if they reupholster things? What if they cook and sew? What if they ask the straights for dates? What if the straight guys go? What if they change our social norms? Accessorize their uniforms? What if they get in scrapes and fights? What if they want their civil rights? It can't be done, said Senator Nunn. You can't please everyone. Freedom must be fought for, and that's the Army's mission. But if any gay would join in the fray, they do it on one condition.
They'll have to fight for freedom in the closet. You'll have to fight for freedom in the closet.
If you would serve your nation with your orientation, hide the Japanese sarong, can the Judy Garland song.
Freedom must be fought for in the closet.
In the privacy zone, we'll leave you all alone. We won't tap your phone unless good cause is shown. You'll be safe with your own in this very special zone, in a zone that's better known as the closet.
So everybody back
who get to be exactly who they are. Well, we get to serve our country and maybe catch a bullet and possibly meet our makers in the closet.
Is a mess. I don't ask, don't tell. Contaminate me with your smell. Perfume, powder, treachery. Loaded guns and sodomy. Soak me down with your desire. In the shower, under fire. Wave the white flag, keep it clean. Call me G.I. Josephine. Son, be no procreation, no baby cribs at sea, no frigging in the rigging. You can leave the boys for me. I don't ask, don't tell. Contaminate me with your smell. Perfume, powder, treachery. Loaded guns and sodomy. Soak me down with your desire. In the shower, under fire. Wave the white flag, keep it clean. Call me G.I. Josephine.
Call him G.I. Josephine. And many of you probably recognize the voice of Boy George. And that was his take on the issue. It's from his 1999 album, The Unrecoupable One-Man Bandit, though it was written when he was on tour in the U.S. in 1995. In the liner notes, he says, "To be honest, I can't understand why any queen or dyke would want to join up. It stinks of hideous assimilation." And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning, from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. This show's subject has not escaped the notice of gay choruses around the country, and actually, I've got a lot more material by them than will fit into this segment. So right now, I'm sharing just three songs. I'm starting with the New York City Gay Men's Chorus from their CD from 2000 called New Century Songbook. They made it personal with the song I Joined the Army.
Timothy Higdon, chorus member.
In Indiana, the Hoosier State, I was the product of Christian fundamentalists. I joined the army to make me straight and never touched another human being. The army's closet is big and wide, a 10-lane highway whose fences are electrified. There's one direction you pass or die. If you touch the rail, your ass is gonna fry. Enlisted men, they bust them now and then, but the sport of hunting officers is prime. The more stripes with which they rank you, more's the kick it is to tank you in a prison cell in Leavenworth and 20 years hard time. In Port New Orleans I taught ROTC. As first lieutenant they stationed me in Germany. And in Korea on the DMZ I earned the rank of company commander.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I joined the army to make me straight.
I left a major gay rights advocate. I joined the chorus, and life began. Quitting the army made me a man.
If you are a sailor, a soldier, a flyboy, or marine, way beyond obscene. Is he? The government says that the closet is the place you ought to stay. So button your lip and be careful what you say. Sexual preference, there should be no doubt that he needs it for his future reverence, for the day that he comes out. Ooh, don't ask, don't tell. That boy you think is swell could land you in a cell. Don't ask, don't tell.
U.S. Navy, 2 years.
There's a stink to the way those people think.
Ed Kutu, U.S. Navy, 4 years.
I went when I was drafted, I enlisted, and for 3 long years I coexisted, hearing them laugh over smokes and too many Roman folks at the same old ancient maggot jokes. What do you do in a homophobe?
Tom Murphy, U.S. Army, 3 years.
There's a smell that I know too damn well.
Jamie Maurer, U.S. Air Force, 5 years.
From the sham, when I can't be who I am.
David Lindsay, Army Air Corps, Second World War.
They had to integrate blacks, and they did it. They had to integrate women, and they did it. But along comes a fag, and then suddenly there's a snag. Oh, but nobody cares if only he wears a gag. What do I think about marching in a mask?
Dave Dykeman.
Don't ask.
U.S. Navy, 5 years. Desert Storm.
I was happy to serve my country. Why did I have to lie to serve my country? If there's such men, show me what you're made of. It's my flag too, and to you I say, no small time right wing, narrow minded Bible thumping bigot.
Bill Beer, Army National Guard,
can take it away.
8 years, still serving.
There's a smell, a pungent smell. I had to serve in fright. That doesn't make it right. Trent Lott, here's a rebel yell.
Those last two songs were both called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, with the first coming from Kansas City's Heartland's Men's Chorus from their 2004 CD, Heartland Pride, and the second from 1998 by the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus from their wonderful CD called Out. A folk duo I much admire is comprised of Rick Burkhart and Andy Grisevich, and they go by the name The Prince Michigans. On their CD from 2000, Shiny Round Object, comes the ironic song, Let Me Into the Military.
Don't let me swim in your pools. Don't let me teach in your schools. Don't let me display my affections in public like all of you slobbering fools. Don't sit beside me at meals. Don't give me insurance deals. Don't convict skinheads who beat up my friends. And if you do, grant them lots of appeals. Leave all my needs in the lurch while you argue about me in church. Don't pretend to respect me, but rather subject me to warped scientific research. Wrap me in reels of red tape. Declare that my brain's the wrong shape, which explains my perversion, this unmanly aversion to stag parties, football, and rape. But please, let me into the military. Let me into the military. I can be dull and reactionary. Why discriminate? Let me into the military. I won't be your mercenary. It's a long way to Tipperary. Take me along as freight. Don't even admit I exist unless you're an evangelist. I can endure being ignored and obscured if you'd please, please, please let me enlist. Don't pass my civil rights bill. Do write me out of your will and continue to quarrel about whether I'm moral enough to maim, slaughter, and kill. I'll be the model recruit. I'll steady my wrist when I shoot to save the armed forces some valuable resources. I won't use the camp prostitute. I'll keep my hair neatly shorn. I'll promise you my firstborn. And if something seems queer, it will not be my spirit. I'll try to get off on the porn. So please, let me into the military. Let me into the military. I want a glorious obituary, just like someone straight. Let me into the military. I want to augment my vocabulary with words like faggot, fruit, and fairy. Oh boy, it's gonna be great. Let me into the military. Let me into the military. I mean, come on. All these anti-gay rights bills get passed, I guess it's probably the only job I'm gonna be able to get. Not to mention that the military is, of course, the most openly homoerotic organization in the U.S. today, with the possible exception of the advertising industry. Maybe I could get a job there. Well, not in Colorado, though. You see, what my pastor always said about me was that I basically lacked discipline.
Laugh, laugh. Laugh, right, laugh, 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 right, laugh, 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 right, laugh, 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 right, laugh.
Rum bum bum bum.
Prison cells, don't ask, don't tell. Your job's thrown away. Oh, what fun is Christmas in the army if you're gay? Hey, living hell's AWOL's colleagues to betray. Uncle Sam does not want you. Have a happy holiday.
I saw on TV a White House spokesman say,
be all you can be,
except if you're that way. Know what I mean?
Keep the country free. That's what the army's for.
So we'll feel free to kick you out when we're finished with this war.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Which hunts who can cope? How brave can the army be if they're scared of dropping some? We're in the army now. Nope.
After the Prince Mishkins was a group that identifies themselves as America's favorite Dracapella Beauty Shop Quartet. And I kind of agree. They're the Kinsey Six, and I adore that group. And Jingle Bells, Don't Ask, Don't Tell came from their 2005 album, Oy Vey in a Manger. Did you notice that I started the show with a women's group, Motherlode, and that's the last time you heard anything from the female perspective on this subject? While researching this show, I looked very hard to find songs by lesbian artists dealing with lesbians in the military, or at least with Don't Ask, Don't Tell in general. I didn't find any others. I even asked a couple of my friends who have hosted women's music radio shows for decades, and they could not think of any. We emailed about it, and the vague theory of why there were no other songs is that many women, and feminists in particular, do not like the military anyway, so they were not moved to write songs about this. Well, perhaps, but I did try. I've already played for you a little chorus music, but now I want to share another snippet. In 2007, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus produced a wonderful show and DVD called USS Metaphor. It's a parody of Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta HMS Pinafore, but with a Don't Ask, Don't Tell plotline. And while it's not fair to take a clip out of context, well, I'm going to anyway. And the character you'll hear singing is the Secretary of the Navy.
This is the consequence of ill advised veracity.
For I'll teach you all quite well. I won't ask if you don't tell, but I haven't any sympathy for those who flaunt.
No more than her staffers or reporters ever aunt.
No more than her staffers and reporters ever aunt. No more than her staffers and reporters ever aunt. Discussions and reporters with the cameras and reporters ever aunt. For he is American, and he himself has said it.
The Navy is no place for gay love.
What?
What indeed. I know you couldn't tell from that what was going on in a very complicated and zany plot, but I wanted to at least make you aware of it. Early in the show, I promised you a love song. It comes from the 2008 off-Broadway musical, Yank. That show has already won a number of awards and is working its way, hopefully, to a Broadway production. It's the story of two soldiers, Stu and Mitch, who meet during World War II and fall in love, despite the odds of all that is going on around them. As it's a complete story, it's a bit hard to just pull a song out of context, but I chose one called Just True.
Don't run away, Mitch. You can't outrun this. Run from me if you feel you have to. Can't run from you. Don't you see? What we have is special. What we are is not. We're two of thousands, hundreds of thousands. I'm surprised as you. It isn't something good or bad, just true. Listen, Mitch, we're in a battle we never planned. We're together, fighting together. That's what people do, which isn't right or wrong, just something true. No going back, not now. Too many know to go back and hide, to go back in disguise. Hundreds of thousands who felt lost and alone before found each other in the war. Now we're wise. The freaks are us, us regular guys. You can't unlearn what you know is true. I'm glad they see us. If they can see us, means that we can too. They'll have to understand we've earned our due. And that's just true, just true. There is a house that I want
to share.
Someday things are gonna be better.
And we will make it.
I promise
we'll make it. Say you think so.
Someday it'll happen.
I promise you the world when this war's through.
As long as you are beside me.
I know the future is far from clear. But we're together, standing together.
That's what lovers do.
I'd sacrifice the world to stay with you. And that's just true.
The soundtrack for Yank has not been released yet, so I thank the composers, Joe and David Zelnick, for sending it to me. Okay, this was 2008, so we're getting close to the present for this musical story. And not every musical message about Don't Ask, Don't Tell comes from an actual recording. I found one from a video on YouTube, and a masterful one at that. Last year, filmmaker Jason Ganwich produced a video parody called Whatever Happened to G.I. Jane? And it really evokes the spirit of the original Betty Davis movie. In it, Jane, played by Mark Finley, sings, I've written a letter to Daddy. A clever part is that the character holds up old sheet music with the title, I've written a letter to D.A.D.T., as in, Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I've written a letter to Daddy. The address is written above. Look up here. I've written, Dear Daddy, we hate you. And your outdated views of our love. You said, don't you ask and don't tell now. A repeal is long overdue. Be do, be do. Oh, I like that part. Let's do that again. A repeal is long overdue. Be do, be do. I've written a letter to Daddy saying I hate you.
You'll want to watch the video to really soak up the flavor of it. We're almost up to date, but I want to honor a work originally commissioned for the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, one they recorded in 1996, when this controversy was fairly fresh. It's a piece from the work Naked Man called Dishonorable Discharge. It's been recorded again this past year by the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus, so I want to share their version, as I think it's well to remember what our military men faced.
Dishonorable discharge. You know what that is? Do you know what a stockade feels like? A record? Do you want to know? You're rounded up at sweeps at bars or at private parties. You're raided at the Y. You're arrested in a men's room, a hotel room, at the beach, in a parking lot. God damn it. Scrambling to find your pants. Blinding flashlight in your eyes. You better not go back home to Boise when the good old boys are gonna want to keep an eye on you. Dishonorably discharged. Your discharge is in your hand. That's an old joke. It's an old story, but it's true. Can I buy you a drink?
So this morning, I am proud to sign a law that will bring an end to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This law I'm about to sign will strengthen our national security and uphold the ideals that our fighting men and women risk their lives to defend. No longer will our country be denied the service of thousands of patriotic Americans who were forced to leave the military, regardless of their skills, no matter their bravery or their zeal, no matter their years of exemplary performance, because they happen to be gay. No longer will tens of thousands of Americans in uniform be asked to live a lie or look over their shoulder in order to serve the country that they love. Our people sacrifice a lot for their country, including their lives. None of them should have to sacrifice their integrity as well.
Once all men fear so to say it, the love that dare not speak his name.
President Obama on December 22, 2010, and under that last part, was the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus with the first song from their first album from 1981, the song From the Silence. I've Got a Touch of Hip Hop for you, brought to us by an artist going by Chad D. He had already recorded the song before Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, so he updated it slightly, adding thank yous at the end. He calls this Ask and Tell.
Follow the cadence, left, right, step. Now everyone is allowed to step. You didn't ask me what you didn't want to hear, but now we can tell you loud and clear. Camouflage covers more than troops in the brush. The red laser dots aimed right towards us. Uncle Sam wanted you, didn't want me. Too bad for him, we can cure disease. Uncle Sam, you were missing out on the best of America's strengths. When you're gay in America, you go to great lengths to win all your battles. Coming out of the shadows, infiltrate the base. Rainbows in space, don't leave a trace of this law in place. Closet doors blown off, freedom no longer is lost. Keep the pressure on and Patrick Murphy led the cause. Ask me the truth, I'll clear all the lies. Don't ask, don't tell, it's hate in disguise. Victoriously we stand up in pride. Equality is on the rise. Secrets are kept while the government accepts mistreatment of its people like it's okay to expect. That gays can't fight will distract the men at night, but that's a stereotype, so let's get this right. Don't ask, don't tell, we won't burn in hell. Where's the Constitution? Let's brainstorm a resolution. Rifles crashed like lightning through the summer. Our anger was building while the army was killing. Chances of success when they refuse to make gay vets. Suppressing rights and freedoms, but we no longer will let them refuse hardworking men and women at the army station or endorse segregation like a pre-Lincoln nation. Ask me the truth, I'll clear all the lies. Don't ask, don't tell, what's hate in disguise? Victoriously, we stand up in pride. Equality is on the rise. March for our rights, bring strength to the fight. We will no longer be silent, the truth is in sight. Crazy accusations on radio stations. It's about time, we were getting impatient. Fought for our own country, it's still our country too. Obama, Mr. Murphy, I'm passing the torch to you. Keep the flame blazed or I will come and save. What democracy protects, who we vote for and elect. We'll meet the fire with our light, extinguish hate, collaborate and demonstrate. Demonstrate, demonstrate, we're right. We're entering a fight of the minds and at night. Our spirits tight, all things good and right. My freedom to speak, my freedom to think. Haters meet your fate, cause soon all hate will be extinct. Ask me the truth, I'll clear all the lies. I just wanna say thank you. Don't ask, don't tell, what's hate in disguise? To the government for finally stepping up. Victoriously we stand up in pride. To the advocates, allies and friends who've had enough. Equality is on the rise. We did it together, we did it with love. Thank you.
This is J.D. Doyle thanking you for joining me for this musical history of gays in the military. I've saved for last the song on the subject that I think does it best. Last year, Matt Alber and Tom Goss got together and created a song that I think really captures well many of the angles of the controversy, including the human element. It's called Who We Are, and I had a chance to ask Tom Goss to tell me about it.
The song is inspired by the people in our military who are out there day in and day out fighting for everything that makes America great, and then being treated unjustly because they're in love with somebody of the same gender. And so, you know, Matt and I were hanging out before we did some tour dates together, and it was at a time when there was a lot of news going on about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I was driving by the Capitol showing him the sights, and he turned to me and said, we should write a song about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and so that's exactly what we did. You know, it was hard because our real aim was to give these people a voice, these men and women who can't talk about their lives, their loves, their family, that just have to live in secrecy. You know, we worked really hard to do that, and neither Matt nor I have been in the military, so it was a challenge for us, and hopefully we've done that.
Stone steps, stone heart, back turned on a hero's part. The earth shakes and swallows the hope of man. Red-faced, angry eyes, discharged from a body of lies. Your questions, they couldn't be more out of line. Why don't they ask me about my greatest love, so I could tell them the greatest story of two wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark. Well, this is who we are. Oh, decision is greater than just one man. So stand up and speak in your loudest voice. Ooh, 'cause justice delayed is justice denied. I'm so sick of hearing how your hands are tied. Give me one good reason why you're still holding on to these lies. And instead of feeding me lines, why don't you ask me about my greatest love, and I would tell you the greatest story of two wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark. Oh, this is who we are. Why don't you ask me about my greatest love, and I will tell you the greatest story of two wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark. Sick of holding hands in the dark. Oh, wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark. This is who we are.